a man. Got these four wheels on a two lane, we cutting through the night. Got your eyes.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. 14 dead, as many as 20 missing, the American toll in Israel following Saturday's Hamas terrorist attack. The overall death toll, at least 2,200, both Israelis and Palestinians. President Biden passionately voicing support for the Jewish state.
The president is expressing shock and dismay over the brutality of the Hamas assault. He called it an act of sheer evil.
Stomach-turning reports of babies being killed, entire families slain.
Mr. Biden has spoken to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu three times since the crisis began, and he declared publicly that America stands with Israel.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the U.S. is rushing more military aid to Israel. Republican presidential candidate Tim Scott suggesting that misguided Biden policy helped to set the stage for this. Senator Scott telling the Hudson Institute there should be
no more desperate cuddling up to Iran. No more plane loads of cash to terrorist sponsors. No more condescending lectures and hostile gestures to our strongest ally in the region and the only democracy in the Middle East.
On Capitol Hill, House Republicans to meet in private today, trying to break a logjam over the choice of a new Speaker of the House.
The GOP majority is stuck and unable to coalesce around a new Speaker. After having ousted Kevin McCarthy a week ago, there's apparently no endgame in sight. On Tuesday evening, two leading contenders, Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, outlined their vision to colleagues behind closed doors at a candidate forum. But they appear to be splitting the vote.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Watching Wall Street ahead of the opening bell this morning, Dow futures 81 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 54 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt. I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has arrived at NATO for meetings with alliance defense ministers, trying to drum up more support for Ukraine's fight against Russia.
The U.S. is hosting a meeting of the Ukraine Contact Group to seek more weapons and ammunition for the war-ravaged country. NATO allies and partner countries will be waiting to hear precisely what kinds of military equipment Kyiv needs. The 31 allies and Ukraine will take part in the first NATO-Ukraine Council at this level. The forum was formally established in July as part of efforts to bring Kyiv closer to the alliance. It allows NATO and Kyiv to discuss issues of common interest and concern. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Germany's government says it expects the country's economy to shrink 0.4% this year. The German government joined a string of other forecasters on Wednesday, revising downward its outlook for Europe's biggest economy. News and analysis, townhall.com.
A South Carolina redistricting case set to go before the U.S. Supreme Court today could shape the fight for partisan control of the U.S. House.
Arguments before the high court will focus on a coastal district that's held by Republican Representative Nancy Mace. A lower court ordered that the district be redrawn after concluding that Republicans, who control South Carolina's legislature, improperly moved Democratic-leaning black voters into another district to make the seat safer for Mace. Republicans hold a thin margin in the U.S. House, and Democrats could have a shot at picking up the South Carolina seat in 2024 if the district is redrawn. Donna Warder, Washington.
Salman Rushdie's written a memoir about the horrifying attempt on his life, left him blind in his right eye with a damaged left hand. Knife Meditations After an Attempted Murder, due to be published April 16th. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. The University of Wisconsin system will now be known as the Universities of Wisconsin.
President Jay Rothman wants people to think differently about higher education in Wisconsin.
The idea is to shift the focus from a system to the universities that provide opportunities for students and families across Wisconsin.
He says each of the state's campuses provides different and unique services to the public and the local area. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Green Bay School Board will vote later this month on a plan to close Tank and Keller Elementary Schools. On Monday, Superintendent Claude Tiller explained to the school board why the district is recommending closing the schools ahead of next school year. According to district estimates, closing the schools would save $1.5 million annually and avert spending millions on long-term maintenance. The district and school board have meetings with parents set for today at both schools. Green Bay schools have been facing a budget deficit next school year of $36 million amid declining enrollment, but according to Tiller, it's since been pared back to $7.7 million. Sweet legislation introduced at the Capitol.
The Truth in Maple Syrup bill would require restaurants distinguish between pure, real maple syrup and things like breakfast syrup or maple-flavored syrup. It's much like the Federal Dairy Pride Act, which aims to prevent the term milk being applied to beverages produced from things like soybeans and almonds. Similar laws are already on the books in Wisconsin for butter and honey. The bill's authors, state Senator Kel DeRoyes and Representative Dave Considine, point out Wisconsin produces some 400,000 gallons of the sweet stuff, valued at nearly $14 million. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it wasn't what I expected by any means. It was friendly. I could feel it. I mean, I could feel the happiness. It's really great.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
A boater is missing on a northwest Wisconsin lake. Search for a man who apparently went overboard on Cedar Lake began after a woman was pulled from the water Monday evening. Said she had been on a boat with the man and her dog. Only the dog was found on the boat. And Milwaukee's mayor is seeking a healthy hike in pay for city leaders. The office of Cavalier Johnson is proposing pay raises for the mayor, common council members, and other city leaders. That proposal would bring the mayor's salary up by $15,000 to $169,000. Salary for the job of Milwaukee mayor hasn't changed in 15 years. The move would also raise pay for those in an elected office to 15% and provide a 10% increase in salary for 60 non-elected leaders. The Milwaukee Common Council will look into the proposal and get public feedback on it. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Here is the Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, the 12th day of October. They'll be serving up scalloped potatoes tomorrow, ham with that, and squash. Got applesauce cake and raisins also. Locations in Park Falls, Brantwood, Cannon, Ogama, and Phillips. Price County Senior Dining. Call them at 715-339-2158. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures approaching 54 today with mostly cloudy skies. Our wind staying light and variable. Then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy conditions. Some patchy frost possible late with lows to 35. For Thursday, partial sunshine at times, a high of 52 degrees. And then for your Friday, rainy and breezy conditions up to 46. East winds at 15 to 20. Saturday, still a chance for some showers in the upper 40s. For Sunday, a chance for rain in 47. And for Monday, into the upper 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 34 degrees.
Our community. It's where we live. It's where we work. And as your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we know our community isn't just important, it's everything. Which is why we're grateful for your trust to provide the energy you need every day. Because for us, there's nothing more important than giving you the power to power on.
Price Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Stuck in that endless loop of deciding what to watch next?
I want to be free.
Pluto TV has over 250 channels dedicated to every genre and entertainment, all for free. Pluto TV is TV the way it should be. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
When making a real estate purchase, partner with an agent who is a realtor. We're experts in what we do, with access to exclusive tools and proprietary market data. We're Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants to remind state hunters to test their white-tailed deer venison for chronic wasting disease before eating it. I'll share some ways you can do that when we return, but first...
'Tis the season for Toyland at Fleet Farm. The elves are stocking shelves with the hottest toys like Barbie, Lego, Hot Wheels, and more at unbeatable deals. Find a lower toy price and we'll beat it by 5%. Doors open at 7 a.m. Saturday, October 14th. Plus, the first 125 customers get a free toy tractor. Get unbeatable deals on the toys you want before they're gone. Fleet Farm, the store with everything you need for a very Merry Christmas. See store for details.
Welcome back. State and federal health agencies unanimously recommend against eating meat from deer that has tested positive for chronic wasting disease. Infected deer can often look completely healthy, so the Wisconsin Department of Health Services encourages testing for CWD regardless of the physical condition of the harvested deer, especially in areas where the disease is prevalent. To date, there have been no reported cases of CWD infection in people. The DNR offers four options for hunters to test their deer for CWD. There are self-service kiosks open 24/7. The kiosk contains supplies for hunters to drop off their deer's head for testing. Option 2, meat processors and other businesses can collect the deer head for sampling later, or they can remove the lymph nodes for later testing. There are also at-home lymph node testing kits available, or make an appointment to get testing done with local DNR staff. For more details, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search chronic wasting testing. I'm Rob Dreisland, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at outdoornews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Just to make the lousy bucks, got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama, can I remember? Big accordion. Shows and the movies, get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing, still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's great. We can do the better this time. I mean, hey, what's the matter, you? Hey, got no
another edition of Reality Radio begins here on 10-11 of 23. Joel here. Austin is here. We're waiting for that sun to come out, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Just to get us a little something, a little motivation. That sun comes out, there's going to be a large celebration. Might be dead air. We're just going to run out in the front yard and lay down and just enjoy it.
And immediately get soaked with the dew from the lawn.
Yeah, well, details. Carl Klopotek is going to be checking in for a final time. This is a very, I was telling my wife the other day, I believe that Carl has been on the air since I've been on the air here in 2000. So 23 years, probably more than that, that he's been doing our outdoor reports. We've been doing this morning chat thing on Reality Radio for, I don't know, 5, 6, 10, 50 years. I'm not sure how many years. So we'll talk with him. He's going to finally hang it up and call it good and do a little more fishing. Hang on. There's a lady beetle. Why is it? I don't get the patterns of the lady beetle.
Ongoing aerial assault in the station.
I don't. And we haven't had that many lady beetles this year, but I don't get the, I'm confused. It's the lady beetles, they seem to come out at random times. They seem to come out in the middle of winter. We'll get a warm, sunny day, 45 degrees, and there will be a couple of lady beetles. Mm-hmm. They're obviously living between the walls or whatever, in your coffee cup, whatever, wherever they're living. That is where they're living. I've had two experiences with lady beetles in my life. And one involved a lady beetle actually crawling into my ear while I was sleeping.
Ugh.
I know. Exactly. I don't even know how I sleep anymore. This was probably 10 years ago or so. Woke up in the middle of the night. And I kind of felt, sometimes you get a little crackling in your ear once in a while, the earwax or whatever it might be in there. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and I just kind of felt a little, like, crackling in my ear. I'm just like, well, that's kind of weird. And then I just kind of was blowing it off, and it kept happening. And I thought, well, I'm going to get up, see what's going on here, get a Q-tip or something, and see if I can figure this out. So I went out. I got up, and actually, when I was laying in bed, I realized I felt in there, and I could feel something weird in there. I'm just like, what is going on? And so I went into the bathroom, turned the light on. Well, as soon as the light comes on, lady beetles are attracted to the light. Mm. So as soon as the light came on, it just started crackling. And before I know it, the thing came out of my ear. And this is the middle of the night, and I was freaking out. I was just like, are you kidding me? And, of course, what's the first thing you think of when you've got an he's watching the lady beetle fly around the studio. He's mesmerized by it. First thing you think of when you have a bug in your ear and it comes out is?
Eggs.
Did it lay eggs? Exactly. So for the next week, I'm just like, am I going to be like, again, a Men in Black reference? Am I going to turn into an alien here? I was all right after that. Nothing else has ever happened since then.
Permanently paranoid.
So if you ever wake up in the middle of the night and you've got a lady beetle in your ear, turn on the light is what I'm saying, and it'll climb back out. Second one I ever had was I took a drink of coffee. This was probably like 6 months ago. It might have been in the spring. I went to take a drink of coffee, and just as I was drinking the coffee and I was kind of, a little bit like that, at that very moment, a lady beetle landed right there in the stream, and it went, and the lady beetle went into my mouth, and I immediately went, I spit the thing out. Not before, of course, I got the flavor of a lady beetle. So at that point, I yelled to myself, really, lady beetles? In my ear, now in the mouth.
Can't even have coffee in peace.
But we don't have that many at our house. Our house we lived at in Phillips, we had literally you had to bring up the vacuum cleaner at times, a big old three-story house. And I know there's people that have those stories, especially in the country. The lady beetles come out and they're just everywhere. So I'm lucky in the house that I'm in that I don't have many. We didn't have many. Usually in the back sales room here we have several lady beetles, but we haven't had many spring or summer this past year. So
we didn't have that many at my house either, but I know a relative of mine was almost buried alive by them.
Oh, that's not good. That's like a fear factor thing. Oh, yeah. All right, so the farmer's market's going to do its final gig today. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit, the final one. We have a lot of things going on around the Northwoods this weekend. We thank everybody for letting us know about these events. We're going to talk with a gentleman by the name of Carlo Kumpula. He was a teacher over in Spooner, and he wrote a book. He's written other books too, but this one is about Destination Spooner. It's about sectional basketball from 1972 to 1990, where teams would play, and they would end up, if they played well and won, they would end up at Anthol's Gymnasium in Spooner. And back then, this was the creme de la creme. It had the big scoreboard in the middle hanging down. I mean, it was like, oh, it was the stadium. Now, there's a lot of really nice ones, but it was the place to be. So we will talk with him about some basketball memories coming up at 8:45 here this morning. And we also have, again, a book signing. He's going to be at the Lewis A. Koenig Research Center in Fifield on Saturday, signing books and chatting with you from 10:30 until noon. Some other things going on. High school football, we got 2 weeks left in the season. Phillips is going to try to secure that conference championship with a win up in Washburn on Friday night. That would give them the outright title. Northwood Solon Springs will be at Shawamigan, so the Shawamigan game will be over on 103.1, and the Phillips game will be right here Friday night on 98Q Country. Packers have a week off, so nothing happening there with the Packers. And also, there is a fire prevention open house going on this Saturday. They're having a free luncheon with this put on by State Farm Insurance. It's educational activities for all ages, and you can meet and greet with the Park Falls Police Department and the Park Falls Ambulance Services, and this will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Park Falls Fire Station. Note, if you have a warrant for this is a morning show disclaimer. Note, if you have a warrant for your arrest, do not show up at this event.
Actually, we encourage you to show up at the event to clear it up. I know. Let's clear up this misunderstanding.
I know
together.
They want you to show up, but it just crossed my mind of dumb things that people do. 9 to 3 at the Park Falls. Why did I have to take it there? Park Falls Fire Station, 9 to 3 on Saturday. Those with warrants for your arrest are still welcome to attend.
Right. And they will help you clear up the misunderstanding.
Yeah, we'll just clear it all up. You betcha. There's a police officer listening right now, just shaking his head at the morning guy.
Going to get a knock on your door later.
Yeah, I might. Let's talk with Carl Klopak. This is a very emotional time. This is the final time that we will chat with him on the air.
Joel, try not to cry too much. You'll get water on the microphone. Can't have that.
I know. It's hard. It's hard. Hard to get old. It's hard to get old. All right. Love the sound of a ringing phone.
Good morning, Joel.
Carl, good morning to you. We're all emotional here at the radio station.
Oh, I know. It's kind of sad, isn't it?
I pointed out to my wife the other day, I said, I'm pretty sure that you have been on this radio since I've been on this radio. Haven't you? Like way back in like 2000?
Absolutely, way before that yet. Absolutely.
Yeah, you've been on here for a long time. And we've been doing this reality radio gig for what? I don't know, 10 plus years maybe? I'm not sure.
Yeah, something like that. No, I started back in 1980, so it's been a while.
Yeah, and were you on our station right away in 1980?
Yeah, pretty much. Marv Holowinski started the network of radio stations. And with Mike Rockwell, and I don't know what year, but it was probably close to 75, 76. We were one of the first.
Yeah. We're definitely going to miss you and your information and your humor and everything.
Or lack thereof or crazy.
Oh yeah.
Humor sometimes.
No, we it really is, and it's. I kept thinking to myself, how are we going to find someone? I've been thinking ever since you announced your retirement. How do we replace this? I mean, we don't obviously replace you, period, but the information that you provide has been invaluable. I've had so many people tell me that they love listening to your reports because it gives them not only the basic information of best hunting and fishing times, but all the other stuff. So you're very much appreciated, Carl.
Well, thank you very much, Joel. I do appreciate that and certainly appreciate all the good things that I'm hearing about what I do from our listeners and our loyal listeners. Sorry, but it's time to retire, and I will miss that. I'll miss the personalities and the people I talk to, like you, Joel. Joel and others as well. Those people are I'm going to be missing them for sure. I won't miss waking up at 3:30 in the morning, though, I don't think. As a matter of fact, this morning I overslept for the first time in years by almost an hour, so I guess I'm kind of getting into retirement mode subconsciously.
That's right. So what's plan A? Retirement plans always change, but what's plan A for retirement now?
Well, I got to kind of wrap up the business stuff, and then my grandkids will probably be next on the list. I'm hoping to get out on a golf outing with my buddies next week, Monday and Tuesday, and, you know, kind of get some projects finished up. I've got some shutters that need replacing, so I'm kind of getting into that mode right away and hopefully have most of that stuff done before winter settles in.
All right. Austin, you want to be our new outdoor reporter? Carl, let's give young Austin here a little quiz here and see if he qualifies, okay?
Let's see here. Hunting seasons are opening this weekend?
What hunting season are opening this weekend, Austin?
Most fur-bearing animals are open for trapping this weekend.
There you go.
You were listening to Carl, weren't you?
I was, yes.
I know he was. That's exactly what Carl said earlier, too. I like that. All right.
You have to learn from the best, after all.
All right. Is that all it takes, Carl, to replace you? Is that it? That's the only question we have to answer?
Oh, there's more to it, but I tell you what, the internet is invaluable. Once that became available to me and to everybody else, there's just so much information out there about outdoor stuff, and it's just amazing how much there is out there. Too much, actually, for me, in terms of like weather forecasting. Oh my goodness, there's just so much that I could sit here 24 hours a day just looking at the information and trying to figure it out, and it's kind of gotten past my knowledge of what actually is going on sometimes, but I use what I use, and some of this other stuff I just don't have a grasp of, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. I'll use my instincts to forecast the weather sometimes more so, and experience more so than the technology stuff, but it's good. They do a good job. I think the weather has advanced so much in the last 30, 40 years. It's just incredible.
Yeah, you still, I find through the years of radio, though, you still can't replace the local meteorologist like yourself in our local weather stations in Wausau, Duluth, because the national forecasts are fine, but the local guys, I think they get it. They understand the patterns of things that happen in our area, and they still are vital to us knowing what's going to happen weather-wise, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they step outside locally, and they step outside, and they feel it, and they can sense what it feels like. And when you can feel the weather and see it with your eyes, and you get a much better sense of what's happening and what's going on and what other people are feeling and thinking about it. So if you've got a few days where, you know, it's cloudy and it's cool, you know that. You don't just say, well, it's cloudy, but you have a feeling for what exactly is going on.
All right. So you look back at your history. You've done a lot of live radio. I mean, you record your reports, but you do stuff like this with folks for years, right?
Yes, absolutely.
The live stuff. What stands out as maybe the biggest guffaw or the biggest memory or the biggest why did I do that moment in your radio career?
Well, there are those why did I do that or why did I say that pretty much every day, or at least pretty often. But some of the – when we used to do severe weather, that was really difficult because of the devastation that occurred with some of these strong thunderstorms or tornadoes that occurred. And that was really hard because people's lives were affected and are affected by those storms so much that just to talk about it in terms of weather is not enough. And those were really, really difficult times to talk about the weather, because there's a lot of feeling and passion, not passion, but a lot of feeling that comes out in those particular instances. Biggest guffaw, I don't know. I'm sure it has to do with me forecasting a sunny day and a nice big storm comes in, something like that.
Well, I did say it's appropriate that the Farmer's Almanac comes out the same week that you retire. So now you gotta
the old Farmer's Almanac, which is fun reading material in the outhouse, maybe. I'm not sure, but it's good stuff to read. It's good information as far as the forecasting aspect of it. I don't think so.
Yeah, and when he says outhouse, he means replacing the toilet paper, Austin. Is what
yeah, that much I pieced together.
Well, I saw a forecast that because of El Nino, we were supposed to have a warm and wet winter, and then I saw the Farmer's Almanac come out and say we were supposed to have a cold and snowy winter. So, I don't know.
Well, yeah, good luck. That really tells you a lot, doesn't it? But, yeah. You know, I can't, and I don't even try to predict a long-range pattern for like a whole season because it's really hard to do because it can change so quickly, and then once it changes, it's kind of stuck in a pattern for a long time, but you never know when that change is going to actually occur. So does anybody remember the forecast from last winter and what it actually was? Most people don't remember that.
No, they don't. They just remember what it was and what happened, right? Yeah.
You know, Northern Wisconsin, if it's not cold and snowy, something's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I made a proposal a couple weeks ago. I think we should, like North and South Carolina and North Dakota and South Dakota, we should split up into North Wisconsin, South Wisconsin.
We really should.
Because it's two completely different climates. It really is.
Totally. And the southern half of the state, now the winters are so inconsistent. It warms up. You might get snow, and it melts away a couple days later, and then it rains, and it snows, and melts away, and it's just back and forth. There's no consistency. It's like the weather in the southern half of Wisconsin is now like it used to be for years and years, like around St. Louis or maybe Springfield, Illinois. It's just pushed that far to the north.
Yeah, and I kind of understand now when people have told me that, well, I'm moving to southern Wisconsin to be with my family, and it's a little warmer. It is true. I mean, the winter is down in your area. You know, a lot of times you don't have snow on the ground, and it's completely different.
It's completely different. And we will get our, you know, share of snow. We'll get some cold, but it's back and forth. And so it warms up at times, snow melts away. And, you know, I was thinking about that when I was getting some new tires for the car about a month ago. And I thought, you know, I don't really need to get anything with a lot of great traction for winter driving anymore, because so often the roads are cleaned up so quickly or it warms up, and you might have a day or two where you can't drive, but you stay home those days. That's it.
Yeah. Up here, we buy tires and we ask, do they come with chains? So
exactly.
Otherwise, you're just not going to get anywhere, especially on the back roads. The back roads are pretty much snow all the time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, Carl, we've appreciated your all your information and your friendship over the years. You're always welcome at any point to stop in or call us if you feel the itch to talk weather. I'll be here for a few more years anyway, Lord willing. So we appreciate you, and we all wish you the very best in your in retirement and enjoying life.
Thank you very much, Joel. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be with you. And, yeah, I look forward to hanging it up for a while. But I'll miss you, and thanks a lot.
All right, Carl. Take care. We'll talk again.
You too.
Meteorologist Carl Kloponic there. Always tough for stuff like that, Dan. He's just fun to talk to.
Yeah.
Good, sensible guy. It's like going to a family reunion and, you know, talking to your uncle. He's just a good guy. So
gonna miss that personality.
Yep. Lots of good information. So, Carl, we wish him the best. We've got Carlo Kumpula. We're going to talk a little history, a little basketball here in northern Wisconsin. We'll do the birthdays here next also.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, the Lady Beetle seems to have exited the room and gone toward the light. It has found the light. Birthdays today, if you're celebrating on this 11th day of October, you share your day today with Ty Murray, the Pro Rodeo Hall of Famer. He was married to Jewel, the artist, from 08 through 14. He's 54 today. Jane Krakowski,
Her long-running TV role include Ally McBeal, for which she won a Golden Globe. She's 55 today. Luke Perry, the actor, Beverly Hills 90210, and others. We lost Luke Perry back in 2019, born on this day in 1965. Who else here? Joan Cusack, the sister of John Cusack, was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Working Girl and In-N-Out. 61 for Joan Cusack today. Steve Young, former 49er quarterback, Pro Football Hall of Famer, now an ESPN TV analyst. Which former pro football player isn't some kind of a TV or radio analyst now? They're just all over the place. 62 for Steve Young. Norm Nixon, former LA Laker guard, is married to choreographer and actress Debbie Allen. He's 68 today. Paulette Carlson, ex-Highway 101 soloist, is 70 today. John Miller, 20-year run as play-by-play guy for ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, still calls the action for the San Francisco Giants, as he's done since 1997. John Miller is 72 today, one of the golden voices of baseball play-by-play. George McCorkle, the guitarist, co-founder of the Marshall Tucker Band, born on this day, 1946, passed in 07. Gene Watson, country legend, is 80 today. Ron Liebman, the Emmy and Tony winning actor. He did films like Slaughterhouse-Five and Up the Academy, The Super Cops, born on this day, 37. Ron Liebman died in 2019. Dottie West, country legend, passed away back in 1991 as a result of a car crash in Nashville 6 days earlier. So Dottie West, born on this day, 1932. And Hugh Jarrett, the bass singer for the Jordanaires. You know who the Jordanaires are?
The name is vaguely familiar.
Backup singers for?
That one I don't know.
Thank you very much. Elvis. So when Elvis first started out, the Jordanaires were kind of, it was Elvis Presley and the Jordanaires, his backup singers. He was with them from 54 through 58, and then they kind of drifted away. Songs like Don't Be Cruel and Hound Dog, when you hear the background, the guys going, whoop, that's the Jordanaires in the background. I always tell my wife, I said, I can sing a little bit. I've never been in choir or anything. My wife tells me I can sing a little bit. I said, I don't want to be the lead singer. I just want to be the Jordanaire. I just want to be the one in the background, just going, doo-wop-bop. I just want to be that guy in the background. And the guy in front can take all the brunt and the press conference, and I'll just slip away in the back. And
you'll still get the paycheck.
Collect my money, yeah. So Hugh Jarrett from the Jordanaire is born on this day in 1929, passed back in 2008.
Monday, October 16th, and Tuesday, October 17th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Red Cross is having a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. If you would like to schedule an appointment, please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace. Again, that's 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-838-4715 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-838-4715. That's 800-838-4715. What do you have to lose? Call 800-838-4715. Again, 800-838-4715.
It's 8:46. As promised, we're going to talk a little basketball history here in northern Wisconsin. We've got author Carlo Kumpula with us, who has authored a book called Destination Spooner, Sectional Basketball from 1972 through 1990. And he'll be here in Fifield on Saturday doing a book signing and such. So, Carlo, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking time to join us. I understand that this isn't your only venture in being an author. Is that correct?
Well, that's true. The first book was When All Roads Led to Spooner, because that was about the one class tournament that we hosted in Spooner from 1943 until 1971, with the exception of 1956 and 57 after the fire at the old Spooner gym. For 1 year it was in Ladysmith and 1 year it was in Rice Lake.
Okay, so from 43 to 71, when it was a single class, it hosted there. And then from 72 to 90, we broke into what, A, B, and C, right, divisions?
Actually, at first, just two classes, A and B, and Spooner hosted Class B for 2 years. And then they went to three classes. And the actual first Class C tournament in the North was in Rice Lake in 1974. But then starting in 1975 through 1990, Spooner hosted both Class B and Class C.
BNC, okay. Well, this is very near and dear to my heart, because me being a graduate of Boyceville High School, a team that was, Spooner was the place to go to. I mean, that before we split up into even more divisions and that tradition went away, this was anyone who went to school from that time period, all the way from 43, I guess, through 90, that was your goal. You talked about it all year. You wanted to get to state, but the first part is Destination Spooner, right? That was the goal.
Absolutely. And that really was a big deal. That tournament, my wife and I moved here in 1972. I got a teaching job here. And I knew the tournament was a big deal, but I never knew it was quite that big of a deal. And in writing these couple of books, the people I've talked to, and even an official from Superior told me a few years ago, he had done the Spooner Sectional several times and had also worked at the state tournament in Madison. And he said working the sectional in Spooner was every bit as exciting and thrilling and just overwhelming almost as working the state tournament.
Well, just the setting itself, for me being from a small town, and you had your typical gym with the, you know, traditional scoreboard. Well, you went to Anthel's Gymnasium in Spooner, and there was the big scoreboard overhead hanging above the floor. So the atmosphere itself, I always remember the scoreboard. I remember the seating a little bit, but I always remember the first time, Carlo, I walked into Anthel's and I saw that scoreboard in the middle. I was like, wow.
You're absolutely right. In fact, I put a little note into the book about that. It was in time for the 1977-78 basketball season. And you're correct. I've heard that from a lot of people, that they remembered walking into the gym, and no one had a hanging scoreboard in those days, but we got that in the late 1970s, and we had it until the mid-90s. And the whole atmosphere of that gym, even today, I looked in the WIA bulletin. The most recent listing I could find was 2020, which is only 3 years ago. But Anvil seated roughly 3,500 people. Sometimes they would squeeze even a few more people in. I think the high was 3,700 and some or something like that. There's only 11 gyms in the entire state that seat over 3,000 people today. And they're all at class schools, big schools.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that gym built in 1958 was at that time the state's largest gym.
Wow.
And held that title, I think, well into the 1970s when I believe Marshfield built more of a field house looking place. And other big schools followed that type of thing. But yeah, it was just an incredible place to play ball.
Yeah, the atmosphere was awesome. You had to get there early. I remember when we were knocked out of the playoffs and we said, well, we got to be there early. We got to get in line and get our tickets. Otherwise, they're not going to let us in the building. Talk a little bit about the book that you've done about this. What was the focus of this? There's so many different areas you could go into. You go into the history. You could talk about the teams and the players. Or what was kind of the focus of this book, Colonel?
Well, my motivation, I've always been really interested in sports history. Growing up, my brother and I used to read all kinds of sports magazines. We'd get them at Browser's Bookstore up in Ashland, the place that had the little whip on the corner. Mm-hmm. And I've always been interested in sports history. And I think we lose a lot of history as generations go by. You've probably heard of the term GOAT, okay, greatest of all time. Well, that to me is a joke of a term. In fact, I saw a social media post not long ago where somebody was referred to, an athlete was referred to as the GOAT of his era. Well, that is self-defeating because you can't have that. Well, anyway, I wanted to preserve the history of the tournament because so many of these teams and players were legendary in northern Wisconsin, and successive generations lose that type of thing. So it's kind of like writing any kind of a history book about the Civil War or World War II or politics or anything like that. I just wanted to preserve the history of the tournament because it was one of the major events that drew people from all over the northern half of the state. The first, during the one class era, it was pretty much all north of Eau Claire.
Yeah.
But once we went to classes, they started expanding each division, and the Onalaska won the tournament in 1983, came up to Spooner to win the tournament. Onalaska was here. Black River Falls won a tournament. Auburndale was here. Gaelic Tremple was here. So we had teams from practically half the state geographically. So I just wanted to preserve the history of the tournament, the players, get them some recognition. So each tournament is literally written about in the book. I've got a chapter. Each chapter is literally the next tournament, yeah, both Class C and Class B. And I've got stories, statistics. I've got a photo of each championship team in the book. I just wanted to preserve the history of the tournament.
And of course, for those here in the Park Falls area, very near and dear is the late 70s team that went to state 2 years. And there's been some great athletes, obviously, that have come through that Spooner sectional. I don't know if we've ever had any go on to NBA, but I know we've had a lot go on to college. But I know here locally, Carlo, David Greenwood had to have been one of the more exceptional athletes to come through that Spooner sectional area.
There's no doubt that David Greenwood was the absolute best all-around athlete, I'm going to say, I've ever seen in high school. The only person I've heard him compared to would have been Bud Grant back in the day, who was a three-sport athlete at the University of Minnesota. But you're absolutely right. Price County, that's one reason I'm kind of heading over that way. Park Falls actually went to state four times. Greenwood's teams were 1978 and 79. But Park Falls repeated in 82 and 84. And then we had the Powerhouse Phillips teams in 86 and 87. They went to state 2 years in a row, and they had been in Spooner four times. And don't forget Prentice. Prentice actually was the first, I refer to him as the first Class C dynasty, because they won the original Class C tournament that was held in Rice Lake in 64. but then they won the Spooner tournament in 75 and 77 and then came back in 88, 89 and won it again in 90. So Park Falls had four championships here, Phillips two, and Prentice had three.
Yeah, and Glidden, I think Glidden had one over there too, I believe. Glidden did.
Glidden in 1985, and also Glidden played in the original, when they first went to two classes in 1972, Tim Kemp, actually in the opening game of the class tournament, so the very first game of the Class B tournament, Tim Kemp scored 43 points in a loss to Clear Lake, who went on to win the championship and go to state. But that's how the tournament started, so that's pretty good deal. But then, yeah, 1985, Glidden had a really good team as well and went to state.
Yeah. Yeah, the history, I was fortunate enough. I was coach here at Shawamigan for 4 years, and we did a tribute to the 1978-79 era team and did a little reunion talking about that. And I did some research on just what happens in a small town, what happened back then. It's not the same now. It's still exciting when a team goes to state, don't get me wrong. But back then, it was a different era. And it's just amazing to see the photos and just the celebrity status of these young men and women, too. The men especially that went on to sectionals and state, the town basically shut down and went to these games, even the Spooner sectional and state. And it was a different time, wasn't it, Carlo? But it was very special.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many more things for people to draw their attention now than there was back then. And the same thing is true with athletes. The kids responded. We always had more kids out for sports, almost every sport back in those days than we have today, because there's so many other things for them to do. So I don't fault the kids for that. It was a different time. You're absolutely correct. But yeah, the hometown pride, especially in these Class B and Class C tournaments, the whole town got together and traveled over here. And there was a concern at first that after, you know, being the only show in town from 43 to 71, when that's why I typed that book, When All Roads Led to Spooner, because there were no other tournaments. Well, the Class A schools were siphoned off from 72 through the rest of forever. And yet the attendance really never went down. Antholz was packed from 72 through 90. And it was the small towns were able to get even more tickets then, and more people showed up. So it was really outstanding. I believe 1 year, in fact, when you talk about team following, I think I found in one of those old tournament dopesters something to the effect that there were 11 radio stations here in the early 1970s from the area broadcasting the tournament.
All on the traditional landline. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. So it was quite a deal. It was always a really big deal.
Yeah. What is Antholz Gymnasium still there? And what's the status of that historic building?
That building is now the finest middle school gym in the state of Wisconsin.
I bet.
I'm just going to tell you that, because the old gym where the tournament had been held from 1943-55 has been torn down. That's the real old gym. And now some people refer to Antholz as the old gym. Well, it's Antholz to all of us who remember it. They've taken out the big side of the bleachers because they were not compliant anymore with safety. And they've replaced the ones on the side where the locker rooms were, but there's still 12 rows of bleachers over there. So you could actually host a high school game in there these days, wanted to, but we don't. But the middle school kids play in there. But they've remodeled the whole place just for the kids. Up above the balcony where there used to be auxiliary seating is now a weight training facility. They've got the nice bleachers there. They've redone the floor. They put a climbing wall in there. It's absolutely a fantastic facility for the middle school kids. And then we've got where the high school kids play now.
So where's the scoreboard? Where's the scoreboard, Carl?
The old scoreboard, I'm not positive. I've heard rumors of where it is in some shed or some